The Salt Lake County Council voted on Tuesday to create a special committee to investigate the residency of embattled county recorder Gary Ott. KUR's Nicole Nixon has more.
The committee, along with the district attorney's office, may use power to subpoena documents and individuals in order to determine Ott's primary residence. As an elected official of Salt Lake County, that's where Ott must reside, says District Attorney Sim Gill.
There's been a lot of information that's been swirling around that indicates that Mr. Ott has not been residing at his primary residence in Salt Lake County, that he has been residing at another place outside of the county for a period of time.
That other place is the residence of Ott's girlfriend and aide, Carmen Sinone, in Weber County. Salt Lake County leaders have been looking for options to possibly remove Ott from office following reports of his declining health and mental capacity. The council voted unanimously to create the Special Investigative Committee. Prior to the vote, council chair Steve DeBry said he cared about three things: Ott's health and well-being, that the recorder's office is functioning appropriately,
as it should for the citizens of this county, and lastly, that the citizens of this county, they need closure to this almost ongoing soap opera saga. Those are the things on my mind.
Deputy Recorder Julie Dole maintains that while Ott rarely appears at work, the office is running smoothly. Dole says she does not have firsthand knowledge of Ott's primary residence. The newly formed council committee will begin meeting as early as next week to begin crafting subpoenas. Nicole Nixon, KUER News.